What's good? What's good? It's your boy DJ Avo, and this is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, episode 136. Let's go.
You getting closer and closer to the accurate number, baby. What's good, Brodies and Bays? This is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, episode 126. This is where you come for your fantasy football needs and to chop it up about the latest NFL news. I am Dynasty Bro Dot here with my co-bro.
Dynasty Bro Vic, a.k.a. Chief Sosa, FF. Don't forget our DJ.
Come on, man. I'm DJ Avo. Avo Love. What's good?
We all got the same swag on. Hey, everybody got the nice little t-shirts on, man. We doing it big today, man. Feeling good. All right, so today we're here talking about the South. The NFC and AFC South. I just want to show y'all that spelling real quick. Y'all see that?
South.
I see you multitasking, bro. You was
I'm doing
talking.
Better now. You see me?
He was scrambling.
Yeah, get back to it, though. Let them know what episode it is again, man. So, yeah, man, we're excited, man. We're still going through these divisional breakdowns, talking these players that we like, guys we don't like, guys we're intrigued with, player movements, you know, where they're added or subtracted from a team, all of that, man, but just doing it the Dynasty Bro way.
So, ain't no other way.
Hell yeah, bro. So I'm excited about that, man. Season right around the corner, Vic. Next Thursday, bro.
It needs to hurry up and come, bro, because I keep joining leagues, man. So the sooner the season get here, the less leagues I'll be in. So,
how many leagues you up to?
I talked to Dot like yesterday. I was like, bro, no more leagues. And then today I'm like, bro, I'm a commissioner of a league. I'm in another league with some guys I played with in high school. And then about to get into some best ball leagues.
Underdog. One of the options I told Vic is I'm thinking about doing $10 leagues.
Best ball. So those don't really count.
Yeah, they don't really count. You don't got to do no maintenance on them. So.
Yeah,
man. Me and Vic keep going up, man. We just, when you get around the draft season, it just reminds you how much you love it again, bro. You just the trading and shit holds you during the offseason. But once drafting comes around, bro, it's a whole nother ball game. So I'm excited about it. But basically, man, just stay tuned, man. We're giving you how to not just win your team. You don't win your league at the draft, so we're showing you how to keep the maintenance and keep the team up going forward, you know. So just pay attention to the bros, man. We're helping y'all out week by week. So what we're going to do first is we're going to get straight into the TMZ, the What's the Word Hood TMZ with Dynasty Bro Vic, man. He was nosediving, man, so I know he got some good news for us this week, man. I feel it, brother.
Some good news. Do me a favor. Click that one banner right above it. There you go.
Oh, get the ticker going. Okay.
There we go. Yeah. Now we got some movement.
We're cooking with gas.
We are cooking.
Or is it grease?
I don't know. I can't call it.
What's the phrase?
Cooking with the air fryer. That's for sure.
Close enough.
Cooking with the DoorDash. You know how we go. So.
And an ESTG in the background.
Yeah. All right, man. Let's dive into it, man. What's the word, man? So we got some news from Shefty. Got some news from ESPN. Got some other news. Basically what I came across. But let's jump into this, man.
Who is Shefty?
Shefty.
He a cooker?
Adam Schefter. I call him Shefty.
Okay.
That's one of his nicknames.
Shefty. I was going to say, but I bet I'll cook better than him.
Probably will, but let's go down to San Fran, man. So they actually ended up signing Jimmy G for $6.5 million. He's the highest paid backup right now in the league. And his contract actually comes with some incentives. So $500K roster bonuses, and also he has some playing time incentives. So basically, if he plays, he can earn nearly close to another $9 million. So which could bring his contract up to $16 million. So, what are your thoughts on this, man?
One, he is not the highest paid backup in the NFL. They need to correct that shit.
For the season, right?
Nah, it's Sam Darnold.
Okay.
Sam Darnold making like $19, $20 million, bro.
Sheesh. Have they officially declared Baker to probably when I pulled this, it could have been a situation where he wasn't officially declared.
Nah, he was officially. When I first heard it, I thought this the whole thing. They just wanted to jazz up the story and everything happening, but technically they were wrong. Still wrong.
Gotcha.
Yeah, bro, my bad. But it ain't your news. I'm calling Chef T out.
Yeah. Hey, but either way, what are your thoughts as far as like the Trey Lance thing, man? Because going into the summer is the Trey Lance show. Now it's kind of like
Trey Lance has to be a thing, bro, because if he's not, there's so many people in that locker room that still feel like Garoppolo shouldn't have lost the spot. You know, he was in the Super Bowl, you know, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And he almost took him to the Super Bowl last year. He did play doo-doo, bro.
He did.
But, you know, maybe it's not him. Maybe they kept him too conservative. Maybe it's hard to finally have your aha moment if they keep you conservative for 16, 17 right. games, bro. Now you finally need to make a big play. It's like, well, y'all didn't prep him for that big play all year. I don't know, man. I just think they should have got rid of him, bro, just for the security of Trey Lance, so he don't feel like he got just a ghost over him or behind him all season. I think that can be a bad look for a young player.
Yeah, man, like that is a confidence, you know, shot, right? Shot at his confidence, just given you still got Jimmy G in the building. And it's almost like San Fran was talking about this big game during the offseason. Yeah, it's Trey Lance's team. He's the guy. But then they hedged their bet and brought back Jimmy G. So it's almost like they realize they have a win now team. So if Trey Lance isn't looking good, they can always pivot back to Jimmy G and make a playoff run. So that's what it is, man. But to your point, it's not really helping out a young QB's confidence. So.
No, it's not.
All right, bros, let's keep it pushing. Some more news from Adam Schefter, a.k.a. Shefty.
Money.
Money man, Russell Wilson, man. So he reached a five-year agreement, $245 million contract, $165 million guaranteed. Hey, the Broncos locked in their QB, man. Another massive deal, man. How do you feel about that?
Getting money, let's ride. Hey, that's right.
That man got paid, and you know, NFL memes, they was quick on it, man. So I'm sure you all might have seen the meme with Floyd Mayweather, all this money, probably millions of dollars on the table. They was like, it's Russell Wilson when Future come to pick up his son.
Just, oh, man.
Shit was just funny, man.
Nah, man, Russ deserve it, man. He's a baller. He's just an outstanding human just in general.
He is.
Family man. Just, overall, man, I don't have no complaints about him as a person or as a football player. I'm glad he has a chance to reinvent himself and get to show his arm, man, because I've been saying for a while he's a top passer in the NFL.
Yeah, you have.
They just don't let him display it. So hopefully they'll let them go out there and fling that ball, man, to his weapon. So
let him cook. Agree. Let him cook.
Since I got Jerry Jeudy, I agree.
Let's ride.
Yeah, and I know I've been kind of down on some of their weapons, but they're not paying that much money to hand the ball off. So
let's ride.
In these redraft leagues, might need to look at some Russell Wilson.
Let's ride.
All right, man, let's keep pushing. Shout out to ESPN. This is some unfortunate news, but I just want to share with y'all. Atlanta Falcons wide receiver Calvin Ridley, he was among some of the targets, basically, of some robberies down in Atlanta. So a lot of celebrities been targeted, such as Mariah Carey, Calvin Ridley. Apparently these folks are in the same neighborhood, and some real housewives of Atlanta, not even gonna name them, but yeah, that's what's going down in Georgia. But really, that stuff happens everywhere, but looks like right now celebrities are being targeted down in the A.
That's whack.
Y'all can read up on that. And then shout out to totalprosports.com. We had a John Gruden sighting. He was actually on a panel for a Little Rock Touchdown Club, and pretty much it's the Arkansas Razorbacks. It's like their touchdown club. And, you know, he basically just talked about what happened and shared his thoughts and acknowledged he made a mistake and hoping he can get another shot. So that's basically what he talked about in the clip. But
is he a racist?
Come on now, dog. Come on, man.
All right. I don't know.
Politically correct. Good answer, Vic. Good answer.
I'm you know, it's a media trained answer.
It's a media trained question.
Dynasty Bros onboarding. I know. Onboarding and HR training didn't fail me. All right, bros, let's keep it pushing, man. One last thing. So the college football actually is going to be expanded to a 12-team playoff.
I seen that.
Starting
yeah.
in 2026. So ESPN broke that. So that's exciting, man.
It is, bro. It just makes for, you know, hopefully it gives the shot to the one team that looks like it's never going to get in, even though they deserve it. But, you know, they're not going to put them in there for namesake. Hopefully it lets a couple of those guys be able to put their name and their records on the line. It's like, all right, this team was undefeated, even though they were not in one of the, you know, big leagues.
Yeah.
And just see if they can actually win out. Hopefully we get some more shots like that.
All right, I do have one injury. Hey, prayers up to Poe, the Baltimore Ravens mascot. He's on IR. So, of course, the Ravens just had, I think it was their last preseason game, or I don't know where it happened at, but pretty much the mascot got injured, man. He's out. He's down for the season. So we won't see the Ravens mascot, man. Hey, if the NFL Instagram account is going to break that news, I'm going to break it, bro. All
right, bet.
All right. We got any flags, man?
I got a flag on the play.
Before we get to the flag, go ahead. We get to the flag. I got one kind of random question, but it is fantasy football question.
My flag is funny on Vic, and it was a flag that I had, but now Vic get to be a part of the flag now. It just happened.
Like that.
He just added on. Okay, Abel, you go
so
first.
So look, so
don't drink water on me like you ain't sweating my shit, bro. What time is it?
I'm behind, bro. Damn, I'm on 5 bro. p.m.
Damn.
This nigga. So check this out. I saw that somebody came in last in their fantasy football. And they had to sit at like IHOP or something for 24 hours and eat pancakes for all 24 hours.
Damn.
Is that something y'all would ever do? Is that something that y'all would hear that's wild for coming in last place?
It wasn't. He got to sit for 24 hours, but for every waffle he eats, he gets to subtract an hour?
Yeah. That's what it was.
How long do you think it would take you to get out that Waffle House? Be honest. You think you'll be there? I might be there
12 hours.
I feel like I can eat a waffle an hour and get me out at 12.
Bro, the real play is at Waffle House. That's where you really need to be at. I feel like that's like the... You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if we went to Waffle House.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't think you can do 2 an hour?
Yeah.
I think so.
For 6 hours?
I could at least try.
2 an hour for 6 hours. That would get you out after 6 hours.
I put in the effort. I thought that was a wild story.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
that's
yo, have y'all heard anything else wild like that? Like, yo, you came in last, so you gotta wear a dress all day or something.
Yeah, like. I done heard shit like that. I done heard people had to, like, go... volunteer at like prisons and stuff. I done heard some crazy things, bro. But yeah.
That's why I just wanted to throw that out there. I thought that was a cool little story I saw.
All right, y'all got any flags?
Yep, I got a flag.
Go
my
ahead.
Flag was going to the guys.
You gotta transition to banner.
Oh, my bad,
make
man.
Count, man.
This was supposed to be important too, so I guess the banner makes it even more important. My flag goes to the guys that man, what's the world we live in nowadays, man? It's like, it's crazy. People don't want to work. People just want to take from people. And to me, that's so trash, man. So flag on the plate to those guys that did the attempted carjacking of Brian Robinson, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's foul, man. Quit being bums. Go get your own. That man worked his ass off, went to a school. Could have been top tier running back anywhere he wanted to, but just his story of staying at that school because he knew what that meant as far as like all the talent that go there and want to compete every single year, didn't really get to play until basically his last year of school, and then end up getting drafted and worked his ass up. He worked his way up to basically, you know, get first string run in his preseason, in his offseason. So flag on the play to those guys that did that, and it just rolled into Vic getting some of this. Because he said he got one injury to talk about, and he talked about the mascot injury and not Brian Robinson coming back.
Come on.
Hopefully you have a safe and healthy recovery. I know you'll be back in, like, they saying, like, hopefully they can shoot for week 5, man, but take the time that's needed. You know, you're still young into your career, man, and hopefully the team stick by him, bro, and he can come back, bro, and get right back cooking where he was.
I agree. Just want to throw this out there with that. Make sure you get your mentals checked on, my brother. Get your mentals checked on, too.
Yeah, bro, that shit's nuts, bro. An attempted carjacking, bro.
Yeah, it is, man. It is. I had a flag, but I don't know which way it should go.
Oh, but, man. Just say it. Just say it out loud, and then let the flag decide itself.
Come on with it.
Let it land.
It involves the NFL versus Wes Welker.
Oh man, I'm rooting for Wes Welker, man. That's a stand-up guy.
I didn't see that coming.
All right, so pretty much Wes Welker basically filed for NFL player disability and survivor benefits. Basically, it's about submitting a disability claim. And pretty much he basically just said that he suffered concussions.
So many concussions, bro.
His,
he was
career.
Banged up, bro.
So he actually, you know, filed to get some benefits, and pretty much it was denied. Basically, the doctor who reviewed it said, you don't have the supporting documentation for us to proceed, so please submit the supporting documentation. They put a date out there, and Wes Welker came back and said, I don't have time for this or patience for this. Been an employee at the NFL for 18 years and still going. This is Bush League stuff. So the reason why I say I don't know where to throw the flag is because seems like Wes Welker needs to just complete the process. They just need the documentation. But on the flip side, if he doesn't have any documentation, meaning Patriots and Broncos and Dolphins weren't documenting his stuff properly, there's no evidence for him to submit. So it's a situation where either you have the documentation, you just need to literally upload it, or the teams didn't do right by you with documenting.
I feel like we can go back and just document the games where they happen. Even if they didn't do it, I feel like you can go watch these games where you done had to sit out and there been deemed concussion. We can find out a way. I know that man done had multiple concussions, though, bro. He was one of those guys that was, you know, a strong arm guy. You come back after so long, even though it's like, bro, how many of these are going to keep taking these hits? So get that man his disability, man. From what I know he deserves it.
Right. And reason why originally my flag was going to go to NFL, I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
I was between, like, NFL, like, come on. But then when you read a little bit more further, it's like, okay, they're just missing documentation. But I guess the flag ultimately does go to the NFL, because if there is no documentation, then that means they didn't do right by them on the administrative side. So big flag on the play to the NFL.
Big facts. Avo, you got any flag on the plays?
I do not.
All right. What we're going to do is we're going to do this. Man, follow the gang. Follow me at DynastyBro.com on Instagram and Twitter. Follow the main Instagram page at DynastyBrosFF. Hey, Vic, where can we find you, brother?
Follow me at ChiefSosaFF, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast where you're listening, DynastyBrosFF. DJ Avo, where can we follow you at?
Hey, man, you can follow me at Avo Love on the gram. Just catch me right there. But also make sure you follow that page, man. You got to make sure you follow the page. Let's go.
All right. What we about to do is, man, let's boogie, bro, and get into the South, man. We're going to try to breeze through these guys as quick as we can, team by team, and hopefully help you guys out going forward, man. So that's what we plan on doing. Hey. We're going to start with the hometown, so we're going to spend some hometown music in the background. For those who don't know, not familiar with our sound, these are just some tracks throughout the years that boogied across the clubs in our city.
What an era. Yeah. All right, man, so we're going to keep it home, man. Starting with the Indianapolis Colts. Matt Ryan, man. How we feeling about Matt Ryan?
Love him, bro. I think they needed a veteran quarterback, and if he still has anything left, he should be able to lead a team that is not going to require him to throw the ball all over the field. The defense should be good this year, so he'll just have to be able to just remain steady behind a great offensive line with a great running game, bro. It's not going to require him to be Matt Ryan. He just has to be a competent quarterback to make us be good.
So we brought in Phillip Rivers. We brought in Carson Wentz. Now we're bringing in Matt Ryan.
He's the best of the three.
I agree. I feel the most confidence in Matt Ryan. He's the guy that's capable of throwing over 4,000 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Colts run a balanced attack. Of course, we lean on a run, but we still want to throw. So perfect situation for Matt Ryan. You know, leaning on Jonathan Taylor. Play action should be going. A lot of opportunities in the passing game. So very excited for him. Have him as a QB2, but he should definitely be in the top 15.
Yeah, he's definitely a QB2 just because you know they're not going to ask him to fling the ball a lot. So it's probably not going to come with a lot of touchdowns. Maybe some good yardage, but just really a play a safe style quarterback going for this year, though.
Yeah, and, you know, really we didn't – you know, as far as Carson Wentz, looking back on that situation, he just didn't make the plays when we needed him. So he wasn't a bad QB. So I definitely expect Matt Ryan to be even more efficient. Carson Wentz was efficient, but it just hurt us in the critical times.
And I don't think NFL defenses really respected him. So it was one of those things where it was like, all right, they're going to keep running the ball. We can find out how to target their team and lock them up. I don't think you can, you know, load up the box on Matt Ryan, because if he needs to, he's still smart enough. He's a veteran. He can go throw the ball. He's the balance between Carson Wentz and Phillip. Phillip is, you know, he actually was a veteran and smart, but he still wanted to be daring every once in a while. We didn't need that. And then Carson Wentz was like, had the lack of talent sometimes. But I think Matt Ryan is the difference of both of those guys. So the offense should be good, bro.
Shout out to Avo, man, hitting 465, man. He went to the east side. Now we on the west side, man. Like, that's what's up. All right, man, let's jump into this running back room, man. Jonathan Taylor, hey, finished number 5, NFL top 100. That's a huge feat, man, for a sophomore running back. Second year, right? That was second
year?
Yes,
sir.
Just making sure. All right, so, yeah, man, he's elite. I mean, nothing else to say. Elite big running elite. Back. So, one-on-one, all formats. Unless, well, never mind. I'm, you know, even in super flex, I take running backs and receivers. So, he's the one-on-one, man.
He's the 101 for Vic. I still go CMC in full point PPR. I can't help it. I'm still dabbling, and I can't help it, bro. I got it bad.
All right, Usher. So we already know Taylor's going to have a top three elite season. So nothing else to say there. Are you still in on the Naeem Himes thing?
In full point PPR, I think he can have a role because I don't really think they bolstered up the receiving core enough to say that he shouldn't still have some kind of role. So in any kind of full point PPR, at any given point, he can still lead running backs in receptions on the year. I still give him that type of potential, to be honest.
I see you, Avo. Avo on this shit, bro.
Came back to the East Side. Came back to LN.
He on this shit. That's what's up. Hey, bro. All right, man. Let's keep pushing. No other running backs. Check four. Jump to his wide receiver room, man. So, Michael Pittman, he's primed for a breakout season. Last year, he commanded 25% of the targets. So, you know, that's wide receiver one type numbers, you know what I mean, as far as the potential. So, what are your thoughts up there?
My guy has wide receiver one potential, man. Just because Matt Ryan is known to hyper-target a guy, and we know that he can be a double-digit touchdown guy. So there's a world where he's the red zone guy, he's the go-to guy, and he can be – imagine getting the targets like Julio got, but actually be the end zone guy. That was always our argument with Julio. Imagine his upside if he was actually scoring touchdowns. We know that Pittman's going to be hyper-targeted because he's the most talented guy, and Matt Ryan will lock in on a receiver. So I think he does have wide receiver one potential. Top 12 easy for me. I love him this year, bro.
I like it, man. And he's primed for that breakout. Again, yeah. We got Jonathan Taylor in the backfield. So a lot of attention going to be in the backfield, which should open him up, especially on play action, those deep over routes. Of course, he's a bigger wide receiver. So expecting him to take advantage of those, you know, deep overs, those digs, those, you know, those routes those big possession guys tend to run. But he can actually move, too. So
yeah, bro. He's
don't,
nice.
Don't sleep on his speed.
And he aggressive, bro. Remind me of a young Mike Evans, bro.
And he feisty, bro. He'll get out there, bro. And fight. And,
yeah, bro. Give me that ball, bitch.
Yeah, that Andre Johnson type, you know. Yeah.
Throw these hands.
He's,
man,
always in a scuffle every now and then. So you look out for that. Those, too, man.
You need that.
All right, man. Let's keep pushing the wide receiver room. Let's talk about Paris Campbell. Are you interested in that situation?
It's just a dart throw, man. Like, you know he has the talent. You know he can be involved in all levels of the field, but he's just one of those guys that can't stay healthy, bro, for anything. So I haven't been shooting my shot at all. But I'm not mad at anybody who does, because I do think he's the wide receiver too early. Like, start of the season, he's the wide receiver too. That's my opinion in that slot.
Definitely a playmaker. You know, Colts have shown him they like to put the ball in his hands, let him create. You know, his average depth of target was about 5 yards, so they let him run after the catch. That last injury he had, again, helmet to the knee, Harrison Smith, I believe, for the Vikings in that game. So hopefully, you know, Paris can't stay on the field this year. So, all right, let's move on to the rookie, Alec Pierce, man. Are you expecting anything out of Alec Pierce?
I expect maybe some potential touchdowns because of his size and maybe just be, you know, the big splash play guy every once in a while. But I don't see any consistency outside of Michael Pittman in general. Even if Pierce was to go down, I think there's room for one guy to be hyper-targeted. And then, you know, everybody else can just have their roles. And I think that's how Matt Ryan usually plays anyway.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not interested fantasy-wise in any Colts number two option because really we want to run the ball and, you know, throw to our primary target. So I'm not checking for any other guys in the passing game. We can move on to the tight ends, just given I know some folks are excited about Jelani Woods, you know, one of the more bigger athletic tight ends. So how you feel about that?
I'm not excited for fantasy about any of these tight ends right now. Woods, I don't even know if he's going to start over Mo Alley, who just got the bag this year to come back. So I'm not excited about none of them. I think Cox has the – man, saying Cox does not sound right. I think Mo Alley has the potential to, you know, be the secondary guy in touchdowns as far as receiving options. But, you know, I don't have any kind of want to want him in dynasty or redraft. Honestly.
Yeah, and really we deploy our tight ends to support the run game. So, you know, we don't have Jack Doyle anymore – who had like top 10 finishes at the time, but at least shown he's capable. But really, we want to run the ball. So, yeah, I'm checking for other streaming options in the tight end game.
Facts.
All right, man, let's move on to Jacksonville Jaguars. So we're going down to Jacksonville, man. We got Trevor Lawrence. A lot of hype coming out of his rookie year out of Clemson. Sophomore season, man. What are you expecting out of Trevor? Ava on this shit, man. Hey, do they want smoke with these Jacksonville Jaguars, man?
Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Sorry, I feel like I needed to do this for the whole intro. Who wants smoke with me?
Yeah.
Man, all right. Jacksonville, man. A pretty interesting team, man. Took Trevor Lawrence, and going into last year, he was like the best quarterback prospect since Andrew Luck. And, you know, they went and got Urban Meyer, and then everything just went downhill for that team last year. And then the final game of the season, they kept the Colts out of the playoffs by whooping their ass the last game of the season. Man. And it just looked like it was a turnaround, a breath of fresh air for them finally getting rid of Urban Meyer. So rolling into this year, we could start at the quarterback position, Trevor Lawrence. I think he does have bounce back in him. I still don't see the potential of him, you know, getting into that top 10 right now this year in redraft. But I do think he has the sneaky upside to boost up his ADP in Dynasty, because I think he still has the arm and the potential that you've seen in Clemson to be one of the best kind of throwers of the ball in the NFL. And if they keep on giving him weapons, and, you know, Travis Etienne, his college teammate, is coming back this year, I think they're putting him in a comfort zone to where he'll be comfortable throwing the ball, which should give fantasy points to the defense is going to be so bad. So I think it's going to be a necessary guy for fantasy, just because I think he's going to score back end points. Kind of Blake Bortles his way to a top 15 season, bro.
Hey, Vaughn, this shit, man. We in Florida now. That's a long ass drive. Don't recommend. Definitely catch a flight. All right, man. Trevor Lawrence, man. I am expecting him to take another leap as a sophomore. Not saying it's going to be elite, you know, like a Herbert or Burrow, but he should definitely, you know, finish within the top 10, give him the weapons. Top 15. That's what I'm getting at. But Trevor Lawrence, just given they got Christian Kirk, he already has, you know, a rapport with Marvin Jones. And like you mentioned,
Etienne. Jones there this year, too. Heard he's been looking good in preseason.
So basically, solid veterans are around Trevor. They're setting him up with success, and they got a young vet in Kirk. So passing game should take a step forward. And then also, we got Etienne, man, who can also catch passes underneath out of the backfield. So he should take that step, man. Let's move on to the running back room. Travis Etienne, you liked him a lot coming out of college. Talk to your guy.
Yeah, I love him because I play every league I'm in is PPR, and he is known to catch passes. He's been doing it since his freshman year at Clemson. And I think that Trevor knows what his strengths are, and I think he'll be able to utilize those. My only fear for Travis is James Robinson made a name for himself his rookie year, and I think the team loves him. I think there's a world where they both can coexist, but I think if they're going to let James Robinson play, it kind of limits the upside of what I wanted Travis Etienne to be. If he goes into the season and it looks like he's struggling, like making a name for himself, or they're both just cutting at each other's upside, I think I still want to buy in, because I think talent always wins itself out. And I do think he's the more talented guy, and he's the safer guy because he has the PPR floor. So there might be a space where, like, maybe you can buy Travis Etienne later, but just as of right now, I'm not going to go buy. I'm not going to go sell either. I'm just letting Travis Etienne be. So how you feel about that?
Like me some Travis Etienne and Dynasty, especially PPR. If you want to know the type of potential he has, if you like Alvin Kamara, AK, Travis Etienne has that same prototype. He can run the ball and catch a lot of passes. So I am comfortable starting a Dynasty team with Travis Etienne as my RB1. Really am. So I'd stack up on those receivers and get some Etienne. Third round, no problem. We saw James Robinson have a top 7 finish without really catching a lot of passes. So imagine adding in passes for Travis Etienne. So top 5 potential, but again, they do have a lot of pass catchers. So, you know, yeah, I'll just leave it at that. Let's move on to James Robinson. You kind of already touched on him, so not much. We don't need to spend much time, but of course, he's coming off the injury. So how much involvement do you think this backfield?
That's what scares me, bro. 50-50 or no clue what they want to do.
Yeah.
I feel like with the upside of Etienne and knowing that he's healthy now, I feel like the fact that they're not even trying to take it easy with James Robinson lets me know they want him back, which means I think they're going to involve him. It just depends on how much, because if I'm the team and I love him that much and, you know, they don't really got no upside, like they're going to make a playoff run, I think you should take your guy and be easy with him so you can have two young running backs going forward, both be healthy. It seems like they're just you know, ramping up his, you know, his recovery, and they want him to be ready week one damn near, and that scares me too. So I'm not going to go buy James Robinson at all. I don't think he has a lot of dynasty value because Travis Etienne's soaking all that up. But, you know, if you have him, keep him. I think he holds more value on your team.
Yeah, I agree. If you got him, cool. If you don't, I'm not going to go buy. I feel like the league is definitely transitioning to what type of league we want to be in. Like, of course, the two running back system was a trend. We're starting to slowly transition to this three wide receiver set. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Vikings are on that. Look at Cincinnati. They got their trio. So I think we're about to see a shift. So hopefully Jacksonville takes on that approach, just given they got, you know, a promising QB. You got your backfield locked up with Travis Etienne. We'll see what you do with James Robinson, but he's a solid, you know, number two. Got you some Christian Kirk. Now build around him, right? Because they just got rid of DJ Shark. They got rid of Chenault.
Yeah.
You can't keep running these veterans, Marvin Jones and Zay Jones. So Marvin Jones and Zay Jones. I didn't realize they got two Jones.
I know.
The Jones brothers, man. So, yeah, man. But let's keep it pushing. This wide receiver room, we don't spend too much time. But last year, Marvin Jones commanded 20% of the target. So clearly that was, you know, one of Trevor's safety blankets. Also, their offensive coordinator came from Detroit. Brought Marvin Jones with him. It's always good to have a solid veteran piece, you know, when you're grooming a young QB.
Yeah, I'm nothing on the two Jones guys this year. I'm not. I think they'll have games where they'll be necessary because I told you, I think they'll be down a lot, so they'll throw. I don't think Marvin Jones or Zay Jones holds any kind of dynasty value, and you shouldn't go buy them. I don't think they'll do anything for your team. If you have them, maybe you'll have a flex guy for a few weeks. If anybody go down, you know, they'll be even more necessary. The guy I do think is interesting to talk about is Christian Kirk, because I do think he's a buy, because I also feel like he doesn't really have any dynasty value. I feel like if I had a 2023 second, I would try to go flirty for Christian Kirk, because I do think for your team, he's going to get so many targets this year. That 20% you was talking about for Marvin, I'm looking in the preseason, it looked like it's all Christian Kirk, and they just gave him the bag. They're going to let him play. I think he's the most talented guy. He's the youngest guy there. Him and Trevor look like they already have a connection going into this year. I love him in redraft for what he can be in full PPR. I think he could be a solid back end wide receiver too, and he's not being drafted that way.
Okay.
But in dynasty, I don't think nobody's checking for Christian Kirk. I'm not. Nobody ever has been. But if you tell me you can get a guy that can lead his team in targets on a year and flirt with 80, 90 catches, which I think is really realistic for Christian Kirk. And he has the explosion to take the top off of defense if he needs to. So I'm not sounding like a Christian Kirk fan, but I think this year he'd be good on your team. What scares me is next year they could just go take a dominant wide receiver and he could just be the number one going forward with Trevor.
Yeah, we saw Agnew make plays in that system. So imagine a Christian Kirk, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I might have to put that on my radar. You know, I'll be honest, I am undecided on Christian Kirk, but Jags are going to be in a negative game script. They're going to have to throw a lot.
Majority of the time.
Yeah, so, you know, that's not a bad call.
And that's another reason why I like Travis Etienne over James Robinson, too.
Yeah.
Put the pass catcher on the field. They're going to be down so much.
All right, we don't have to spend too much time on the tight end room. Evan Engram, Dan Arnold, we can group them together. Any interest there?
Nah, I do think if you have Evan Engram, you'll get some games out of him where – you know, you've seen Dan Arnold have some of those games.
Yeah, we did.
He's not as athletic as Evan Engram. I do think it's Ingram starting. He's the healthy one as of now, and he's the most athletic. So if Dan Arnold can have some games with Trevor, I do think there's a world where Evan has a few.
All right, cool. All right, let's move on down to the Tennessee Titans, man. So Ryan Tannehill, man. How do you feel about Ryan Tannehill? Of course, he lost Derrick Henry last year, which kind of – he looked like he regressed. So he definitely needs a solid running back to help him flourish. So how you feel about Ryan Tannehill?
I like him in like as a solid QB2. I'm not going to go buy him in dynasty, but I'm also not drafting him in redraft either. Like if you're in any kind of super flex, I think he might be a cheap QB2 for this year at least, and maybe into next year. Depends on how slowly Willis is developing, but I do think he looks better when they're at full strength. And so I don't know if Derrick Henry will bring him all the way back to being a top 12 quarterback, which he was the year before last. But even with a healthy Derrick Henry back, he loses A.J. Brown. So I don't know how to feel about him. Maybe his efficiency goes back up a little bit more, and maybe we have a top 15 quarterback. But I don't want any – I'm not going to go buy him at all, because it looks like they might have tried to draft their QB of the future, even though they did take him kind of late.
Yeah, and Tennessee's always trying to compete, man, but I still have a feeling they're going to try to yank Tannehill at some point in the season. I don't know why I just had that feeling. And we saw Malik Willis flash in the preseason. You know, he made some plays. So, but going back to Tannehill, he's probably going to be on the move after this season. There are teams out there that could use a QB. So, we'll see. I'm not actively going after Tannehill. I don't even think I like him in redraft, just because it could be the Malik Willis show towards the end of the year. So let's talk about Malik a little bit. Are you in on him? Did you draft any Malik this year?
In Dynasty, I might try to go shoot a shot and try to buy him cheap. He was, in super flex. He's going in the second round. So I think if you tell me I can, if I'm a win now team and I can take my second and maybe send a second or third, try to get Willis. He showed plays and showed flashes that he can be a good fantasy quarterback, and I did see some flashes of him looking like a bad real NFL quarterback during the preseason.
Yeah.
So, but that's just all the rookie woes and trying to figure it out. Like I said, I'm not trying to go pay top dollar for him, but I might try to go send some cheap offers. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna do that going this weekend. I'm gonna send some cheap offers out, see if I can get him on my team.
Same. Why not take a shot on a mobile QB? All right, let's move on to the running back room. Derrick Henry, man, he's looking good in his offseason workouts, as far as with drills and his movement. And how do you feel? Are you concerned coming off the injury with the foot?
Just a tad bit. Nothing crazy where, I'm staying off of him in redraft. In Dynasty, I sell if I can get Derrick Henry prices for him. I don't want to go buy, because I still think people want you to buy at Derrick Henry prices. And he is 28, rolling into 29, coming off his first injury, which is a foot injury. Probably doesn't have, no high likely of re-injury with it, but just the age in general, let me move on for the potential of next year's draft. Let me get in on some of that, especially if I'm not winning now right now. I'm just moving out there here. But I do love him. If he's on your team and you can't get the top dollar price for him, just keep him, because he's probably going to help you win your season this year.
Yeah, the type of injuries coming off of, same injury Joe Mixon had when they, didn't really want to bench Joe Mixon when they should have. So Titans were a little bit smart in this situation, so he could definitely bounce back. 6'2", 250, man, he is a bigger back though. But I am still expecting them, to have a top finish.
Put some respect on his height, bro.
6'3".
Yeah.
6'3", 250. A lot of players, a lot of numbers, man.
Hey, shout out to us going to Tennessee and my guy playing some Dolph. RIP Dolph.
RIP. All right, let's move on to the wide receiver room, bro. No AJ Brown. He dominated 20% of the targets when he was there. They brought in Robert Woods. Is he the number one?
He's the number one, hands down. He's the healthy one, and he's getting all the reps right now, and he already has a rapport with Tannehill. Tannehill's going to trust his veteran. That is a guy where if I'm going to win now, I would probably take my late second and buy him, just because I think he's going to flirt with 90, 100 catches this year. And he'll be good on your team. I mean, I know it's not sexy, but you got to think, Robert Woods, before he went down, was a top 12 receiver last year before he went down. And I don't know, man. He's always been underrated. We always have him. I feel like he's always been underrated, but always been in that same Brandon Cooks type of feel. Like, he's always going to be top 15, but we still don't like him. So, I'm not selling unless I'm getting a first-round pick for him. For a second-round pick, I'll just keep him and just add him to the depth on my team.
I'm not in on the Robert Woods. Not saying he's not going to produce, but I'm just not interested. I guess that's what it comes down to. I'm not interested. Earlier on in the summer, the knee brace, he just didn't look confident to me.
That shit shed it.
Of course, there's a process in the rehab, but I'm just not interested personally. So let's talk about Treylon Burks. Are you interested in the rookie?
Yeah, he's still got the same upside as what they drafted him for, to be the next A.J. Brown. They traded AJ just to go take him. It's kind of like a swapsy happened. And, he's just having little struggles with, the breathing and the asthma and, the training regimens. But I still like him. And to be honest, You know, I'm winning now, man. If I had my first right now instead of these other couple firsts, I would have hollered at Vic about, well, he traded Treylon. But I would go send a first that I don't think is going to be super top heavy for Treylon, to be honest.
Yeah, the trade I did, 14-team league, I gave up Treylon in a second, and I got David Bell in a first. And really, that's a balanced trade across the board. I think both sides win on that side. So really, I just wanted to get David Bell on a cheap, so I'd spend a second. All right. Tight ends real quick. You know, I spent too much time. I got Austin Hooper. Are you interested in Austin Hooper here?
Maybe just a tad bit in redraft. I think he has the potential to be the receiving option number two on this team. And he's shown that he has those kind of receiving chops to be, you know, top 12 if they, you know, serve him like that. So,
all right, man, my guy.
Oh, my gosh, bro.
He's athletic, man.
Talk about him.
I'm stashing him. Chig, bro. Chigozim Okonkwo, Nigerian, Niger.
So how come you get to pronounce all them names properly?
I don't know, bro. It's, but you can't somehow get, just runs in the blood.
You can't get the normal names like Jacobs.
I know, man. But he's an athletic guy, man. He's flash. You know, he's showing some playmaking ability, so I'm stashing. Why not? All right, man, we keep it pushing. Let's go on down to Houston, man. Davis Mills.
Still tipping on fofos. Hey. Repping for
Davis Mills, sophomore. Bro, I don't know why.
That was not planned, bro. That wasn't planned.
Nah, it wasn't. Nah.
I know my nigga.
That's what's up.
Okay, just saying.
Yeah, that's what's up. But how do you feel about Davis Mills? Because
you know I've been liking Davis Mills.
You have.
I told you that he looked, for everything that he was up against last year, not expected to start, no real weapons. Brandon Cooks is only option. Nico Collins coming in his rookie year. He literally had nothing. Brevin Jordan his rookie year. And he looked competent. And actually, I've seen him actually make plays in some games where it looked like he was trying to keep his team in. And he made Brandon Cooks be a top. I think Brandon Cooks ended like top 15 last year.
Yeah, he's like 17
year.
Or 15.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah. If he can make Brandon Cooks be a top 15, 17, 18 receiver, he did something right. They came back. They tried to give him John Metchie. You know, he's going through that situation with leukemia. Get well soon. But I think they at least want to see another year of seeing what he can do. He was very five-star recruitish coming out of high school. Had a lot of injuries throughout college, so he didn't get to flourish as much as he did. But I like Davis Mills, man. And honestly, bro, after Mac Jones, he had the second best quarterback season last year. Better than Justin Fields, better than
Trey Lance.
Trey Lance didn't really play. The guy from the Jets.
Oh. Wilson.
Yeah, Zach Wilson. That's so sad we forgot Zach Wilson's name. Right? But yeah, bro, Davis Mills didn't look bad. We stashed him with Team Fire because I was rooting for him. I was like, bro, I'm going to plant my flag on thinking that he's decent. So I'm not going to go buy him, though, because I do think there's a world where they suck and they go get Bryce Young next year just because off of draft capital.
See, that's where I'm, you know, kind of more reserved on the Davis Mills. Because, of course, keep in mind, the Deshaun Watson situation opened up the doors for him. So, they didn't plan on playing him no time soon. But
yeah. I mean, you can be reserved but still like him. Like, I'm not going to go buy him nowhere because of the potential of, you know, he looks good, but they got the potential of getting something great, so they just replace him.
So. Yeah, and that's kind of how I see that playing out. So, I'm not invested in Davis Mills as far as, like, going to go buy him in Dynasty.
And you really can't sell him for nothing either. So, if you have him, you might as well just wait it out, see what you got.
I will say this, and this will roll to the running backs. The Texans are going to lean more on the run game, so that should help out their young QB. I do like the NFL, as far as coaches, seems like they're starting to play to their QB strengths and experience. Take some pressure off of them. Don't come in and make your guy be a bust and have to throw for 5,000 yards.
Bro, that run shit only going to last for the first quarter. They're going to be getting their ass whooped, bro.
Yeah, but I was – look, another point. They've actually also improved their O-line, so, you know – and they got some nice pieces on defense, man. I know they lost some people on the D-line, but Stingley, Corner, and, you know, they got some nice pieces, man.
Bro, they going to be getting their ass whooped.
They are. They are. It's, hey. Whatever, man. Not my squad. Go Colts. But let's move on to the running back room. Damian Pierce. So, rookie running back out of Florida, right? play. Yeah. So he actually
game over.
He's been the best running back in camp, and he's landed the starting job.
He sent Marlon Mack to the practice squad.
First they cut him, then sent him to the practice squad.
they got
strategic with it.
Damian Pierce got Marlon Mack off the books.
That sounded like move somebody to the IR so I can pick somebody up. Yeah, type
bro,
shit, so.
That's what it was. And let's just transition to Damian Pierce, bro. I like him in redraft this year. Same thing we just spoke about Davis Mills, though, bro. If you can go get you a 23 first for Pierce right now, bro, I'm doing it. I like him, but without any, no real draft capital, bro, and you know the Texans are going to suck. There's so many running backs coming out next year that I like, man. So it's one of those things where it's like, I like them in redraft, but if you can move off of them and sell high right now, you can go get a Kenneth Walker plus probably, or even if it's just a swap. People love Damian Pierce right now. I think they failed to realize that he was drafted so late. They didn't really have no real competition anyway. I don't think Burkhead and Marlon Mack is a real competition.
Yeah, and we've seen this play out. I mean, look at what just happened in Jacksonville. Damian Pierce feels like the James Robinson. Bring in next year's Travis Etienne or a better back. So feels like similar situation may play out. So, yeah, I would tread lightly. Let's move on to the wide receivers. Brandon Cooks, not happy right now with the contract. He don't want to be in Houston anymore, it seems like.
Yeah, but I think he's going to play. And if he's playing, he's going to be good, bro.
Yeah, he's definitely, you know, their best wide receiver. 26% of the targets last year. Davis Mills was able to establish a connection with him.
Yeah.
Downfield. So, he's not afraid to throw it down there, too, for Cooks. So.
Not out.
Solid piece to have on your team. You know, if you're in win now, you know, if you got him as your wide receiver 3 or 2 in your lineup,
facts,
you're feeling good. So, negative game script for the Texans
all the time.
All right, there's a guy I do want to talk about. Well, I was thinking about Tyler Johnson. I know there's some Nico Collins and, of course, John Metchie.
You rather talk Tyler over Nico?
Let's just group all these guys together, man. How about we do that?
I don't want none of them.
You don't want none of them?
Nah, I don't think Nico is that talented. I think he's just getting a run because he's
nobody's there.
Yeah, and Tyler was the hype too long. I'm over the Tyler Johnson experience. I would have been excited about Metchie. Maybe Mechie's a guy that you can go buy, but I don't know if I want to go pay a second because you really don't know what it is going forward yet.
I agree.
Even though he's the guy I would have been excited about after Brandon Cook. So that's why I'm not excited about none of them, bro. But Metchie, you know, he'll up. I think he's uber talented.
Yeah, he is. I'd actually take the shot on Metchie, then Tyler. So, yeah. But I'm not, like, thirsty for it. And then real quick, Brevin Jordan.
I was about to say, he's my second favorite receiving option. That's why I'm not excited about none of these receivers.
Gotcha. All right, man, let's move on. Let's go to Tampa Bay. So now, actually, hold up. We got to backtrack. Who wins the AFC South? Who comes in first, comes in last? So who wins the AFC South?
Big Colts.
Big Colts. Big
Come
step
on,
of
man.
Colts.
Hometown team. Let's go.
All right, man, that was easy. Who comes in last place?
Big Texans.
Come on, man. The team without the QB, baby.
There you go.
Oh, don't come at Davis like that, man. Damn, man.
Well, a lot of question marks
with
the weapons.
Just keeping it G, man. What you want me to say?
All right, let's move on, man. NFC South, let's go to Tampa. Tom Brady, man, he doesn't do training camps anymore. He's 45.
Life's he got different. A lot of shit going on.
A lot of shit going
That's
on.
What he said.
He said he has to pee more. He said a lot of shit ain't working the way like it used to be. Life's hitting him. Life's stressful. He said he also hasn't forgot how to play football, so he ain't tripping. So what do you think, man? Think he's close to retirement?
I don't know, man. I thought he was close to retirement 2-3 years ago.
I thought he was going to retire just given the way the offseason went down, but somebody prematurely broke news, so it's almost like he came back just to prove a point. Because you know he got that big contract for the media and broadcasting. So.
Yeah, I feel bad that his old offensive line is just nothing
for
him.
Yeah, he had lost his center, man. That was a huge loss, man. But Tom is Tom.
In the same sense, in Superflex, bro, if you win now, I think I'm sending my late second for Tom, bro. I don't care if he retire after the season, bro. He's about to have another top 8, you know, quarterback season. And in Superflex, if you can buy that with a late second to contend, I'm going for it. And just, you know, even if it is just a 1-year buy, you know, to get a top 10 QB, give me that, bro. Fuck it. I'm with that.
Love him in redraft. All right, let's move on. Running back room, Leonard Fournette, man. top back, solid back. He's going to miss a couple games. Just got to deal with it. That's what he's shown, at least.
Love him in redraft. he's the guy. You done seen it in the preseason. We're also excited about Rashad White. He's only playing if Leonard gets hurt, which he usually does for a little bit, but Leonard gets all the run. He gets all the pass downs. He gets all the early down work. He's getting the red zone. I love him in redraft. I think he'll be a solid running back one. If I could go sell him, I would, because, you know, somebody will give you a first for him. I do think his days are numbered. If Brady retires tomorrow, I think that whole team gets screwed. Leonard first. And so, yeah, I would sell him, man. Go get a first for him if you can. If not, then just ride out with him, man. He'll be a stud this year.
All right, man. I'm not really interested in the Rashad White, just how, like you mentioned, how the Bucks handle their backfield. It's a workhorse situation. And, yeah, Leonard, you know, he's aging. So if you got him, you got him. If you don't, you don't. I know you went up to New England in the offseason, and Tom Brady caught him. He was like, what the fuck you doing up there? Get your ass back down here. So that's why he landed back with the Bucks. All right, let's move on to the wide receiver room. They spread the ball out, you know, they spread it around, man. So last year, Chris Godwin commanded 17% of the targets. Mike Evans, 15%. Of course, had AB, 8%, but it looked like Tom was looking for AB a lot.
Facts.
Before, you know, everything fell out. And he also had Gronk. A lot of targets on the table at the end of the day. Of course, we got Chris Godwin coming back off the injury. Solid wide receiver, man. Like last year, hey, he only played 14 games, but he still, bro, saw 128 targets.
Yeah, he's
98 catches, bro.
He's the slot guy for Tom Brady, and we can date back to every slot guy for Tom Brady. He's always going to be a top 12 receiver. I don't care if it was a young, athletic black guy or, you know, an Asian white veteran. It's like, bro, the slot guy for Tom Brady is always going to be a top 12 guy.
Stud, stud, stud. So, you know, Chris has shown he can bounce back off the injuries. His play style, he's good. He's just going to get open. Let's move on to Mike Evans. He's getting up there in age, about to hit 30. Wide receiver 9 last year, 74 catches, 114 targets. Does most of his damage on the touchdown side. 14 touchdowns, bro. Double-digit touchdown guy.
You can lock him into double-digit touchdowns with Tom Brady. The hope is he just catch some more passes because, you know, he's usually the guy that, you know, Godwin's the guy that's going to flirt with 100 catches, you know, and Evans flirts with 75, 80, but he's always going to get a lot of touchdowns. But I love them both, man, in Dynasty and in redraft. I think they're just ballers, bro, and you done seen them do it with multiple guys at this point.
All right, early in the offseason, Tom Brady wanted Russell Gage. Russell Gage came down to the Bucks. How do you feel about Russell Gage?
I don't want him at all now, man. Like, with him, I liked it in redraft for a second because I didn't think Guy won't be back no time soon. But being the third, fourth guy, they still went to go get Julio. I think those two are just going to eat away each other, especially when Guy won't come back. I think Julio and Gage will just be guys at that point, man. And Julio's just ring chasing.
Yeah, I agree, man. And, you know, Russell's one of those pieces you were excited for early in the offseason, but now it's like he's falling down the priority list as far as the targets. But the hope is he still gets some involvement. I mean, as far as, you know, pass attempts, yardage, passing TDs, number one all across the board, man, with the Bucks. So they do throw the ball a lot, so opportunities there.
Although you ain't got that put that shit on? Okay.
All right, man.
Just checking.
We ain't got to talk about the
tight ends. Nah, we not talking about Cameron Brate, bro.
All right. I want to backtrack real quick. I do know Josh Gordon's in Tennessee. Are you interested in that, bro? He recently got released from the Chiefs.
I know this nigga did not backtrack to ask me.
Why not? We talked about Julio, so it just felt, you know. I don't want people to – some people still might be interested in the Josh Gordons and the Julios. Like, I've already let those ships sail, like me personally, but it just came to my mind. Before we get too far from Tennessee, because we down in Florida right now.
Who the next team, big dog?
Who's the next team, man? Let's keep it pushing, man. Let's go to Carolina, man.
North Carolina, come on and right. Raise. Hey, Avo's killing it right now.
Yeah, he is. Let's talk about Baker, bro. So he's declared as a starter over Sam Darnold, which we saw coming. High hopes for Baker, man. What do you think?
I ain't gonna lie, man. Since he's been traded, he's a guy that I ain't really had on my radar. I haven't really changed how I feel about Baker. I think he's an okay quarterback, too. I don't think he's gonna win your league. I'm not gonna go buy him. But I don't know if I'm selling either, because the opportunity of getting keeping a QB2 on Superflex in your team, on your team, is that's important to have, bro. So unless you're getting like something that's really relevant, which I don't think you are, it's better off just staying on your team, whether you're excited about him or not.
All right, he's on the record of saying, I'm going to fuck them up. Talking about the Cleveland Browns.
He said he didn't say that, bro.
He's going to kick their butt.
He said he didn't say nothing like that.
All right, well, I guess around the NFL podcast was capping.
Nah, I think he said it, but he took it back. He was like, damn, they going to beat our ass week one.
I know. But either way, man, I'm still looking forward to that matchup. I do like how the NFL is starting to play into the storylines. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Russ.
They loving hip-hop.
Yeah, they are, because Russ plays Seattle on Monday. Monday night, so you know, we got these storylines, and then Deshaun coming back against the Texans, like that was a little bit over the top, forcing that narrative and situation.
Denver plays Seattle this year too.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, but that's literally week one, Monday night.
Oh yeah.
So I do like how the NFL is playing to the storylines at the end of the day.
Facts.
They're going WWE. They must have got some people over from WWE. All right, let's jump into the running back room. Christian McCaffrey, bro. Will he stay healthy? That's the big question.
I'm going on record here in front of my two brothers and saying this is the first year in 3 years of Christian staying healthy, bro. He's going to play at least 14 games this year.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give guys a couple games, 2-3 games. We've extended the season.
To me, that's healthy.
18 weeks, games. Yeah. Hopefully, it's not in the playoffs when you're missing out on that production. But I will say this. If they're keeping Christian at the 90% snap count and 80, you know what I mean, that high percentage, you got to take some stress and load off of him, though, man.
I think they could bring him down to 80 and do the same thing that Pittsburgh said they're doing for Najee this year. Take him off the field on the downs where you know he's not going to run or get to catch a pass. That's important. Like, having him out there on those kind of plays are just stupid. Let him catch a break. You feel me? Like, they literally just keep him out there even in plays where ain't no usage for him. So, you can literally take him out and put him right back in when it's time to use him.
Okay. I'm staying away from the CMC situation. I have trauma, so I'm good. But they do have Deontay Freeman, Chuba Hubbard. I'm stashing Deontay Freeman just in case, you know, we see another injury season for CMC. I'm not wishing that on him. Hopefully stays healthy. But, yeah, so we don't have to dive into these backups.
Facts. I don't want to.
DJ Moore, man, he commanded
29%
of the targets, man. I know I've been talking like those elite guys command 30% of the targets. The only thing is, though, when it comes to DJ Moore,
he always getting 4 touchdowns.
Well, even outside of that, he hasn't even had a top 12 finish. So
yeah, because he's only getting 4 touchdowns. Look at his yardage and his catches are always there, but you're not going to crack the top 10 if you're not getting 5-6 plus touchdowns, bro.
Last year, he had 163 targets, bro. That's crazy. 93 catches. Like, it's there. You know what I mean? Like, the volume's there. So
Baker actually has the upside to get him closer to 8 touchdowns.
Okay. Well, I'm going to watch and see from the sideline.
Yeah, I love DJ Moore, Ryan Flex.
But I do like his game. Like, he's explosive on the field. Like, I like how he plays. Just fantasy, I'm staying away. All right, I got Robbie Anderson. He didn't want Baker to come to Carolina, but he did. I'm not interested in Robbie no more.
I respect him because his explanation was, bro, I was just riding out with my quarterback. So, like, I don't think he was really had an issue with Baker. They was just like, hey, you know, Darnold's your quarterback. How you feel about Baker? Bro, as a teammate, you supposed to say some shit like that, bro, on rap.
Yeah.
But I bet you any kind of money, now that he's there, he prefers Baker over Darnold. I think everybody does.
Yeah. And keep in mind, Robbie was up in New York with Darnold. So, he, like you said, riding out with his guy. And also, quotes, you can easily take shit out of context and just pull the nasty part, right?
Nah, bro. I mean, like, as a teammate, bro, it's like, even if I didn't like Avo right now, right? If somebody was like, hey, bro, you want to bring in DJ such and such? Hell nah. I'm riding with Avo. But then when Avo get replaced, I'm like, hell yeah, we here with DJ such and such. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do.
Episode
as a
126.
Team. Yeah, he got it right. he got the number right.
All good. All good. All right, bro. I'm not spending no time on Tommy Tremble. I'm not interested in it.
Man,
no
let's
time.
Talk Tommy Tremble.
Go ahead. Okay. All right, let's go. We got to end in the A. So I'm going to go to New Orleans, man. Coming off to Carolina and the baby not selling any tickets out in New Orleans. I don't know if you heard about that. So we down in New Orleans, man. And Yeah, man.
More hand more.
Jameis Winston, bro.
Man, they got my girl icing enough on my little BG on them bus putting out cigarette butts.
All right. Yeah, man, you got it, man. Hey, but Jameis Winston, bro, how you feel about him? QB2? Are they going to unleash Jameis? I'm asking.
I'm still laughing at the rapping shit, man. My bad.
You good, bro. I'm just talking.
Nah, they're not going to unleash Jameis. You can't unleash Jameis. If you do, he's going to throw 30 interceptions. I think they're going to let him control, throw the ball. Like, I think they're going to let him make big plays, but smart ones. I think they're going to tell him, hey, if you don't got it, throw it to Kamara. I think they're going to tame him, but still let him throw the ball, if that makes sense. I do like Jameis, but I think with them taming him, he doesn't have top 12 upside. He doesn't have that. He has back-end quarterback 2 upside because he has no rushing chops. And I don't think they're just going to let him fling it in the way that took him to have those 30 touchdowns, 30 interceptions. But I like him. I like the pieces around him. So I think he has a chance to be good, be solid. So I'm not going to go buy him or anything because I don't know how much time he has left as a starting QB.
I'm with you, man. I'm just glad the Taysom Hill thing is over with so we can move on to the running back room. I do like Alvin Kamara as a top 5 back this year in redraft.
Thanks.
Bro, he was like on pace to like kill it, you know, before he got hurt. So they were forcing a lot of targets on him.
And they're keeping the same kind of – I know Sean Payton's gone, but the offense in the preseason let me know that they're still going to utilize Kamara in the same way. You have to – he makes that offense move.
And we don't think there's a suspension coming this season.
Nah,
going back to the Pro Bowl incident. Still wish that didn't happen, but it did. But you moved the Pro Bowl to Vegas.
Only time that shit happens this year is if the video leak.
We'll see. So I'm taking a chance on Alvin Kamara this year in redraft. So, yeah. All right.
When the light hit the ice, it twinkle and glisten.
I was going to say something that part wasn't, you know, appropriate, so I let it go.
Go ahead and say it, bro.
He's talking about twinkling and glistening, like that's probably what dude was feeling after.
Oh my god!
I said it wasn't appropriate, so you pushed me to it.
All right,
man.
I made it happen.
Somebody did this. Nah, man, that shouldn't have happened at the end of the day. Players got to keep their cool, you know. Granted, they're human beings and have emotions and feelings, but they got to know you got more at stake. All right, let's move on. I'm not interested in the running back room outside of that.
Nah.
Michael Thomas, bro. Coming off the surgery for the ankle. We're going to see big game Mike or what? What you thinking?
Man, I think there's a world where nobody gets heavily targeted. I think Jameis gets all these guys involved. He'll be an equal opportunity thrower. He'll just... You seen last year, man, like, I know it wasn't no real names there, but I couldn't predict who was going to have the game when Jameis was playing. It wasn't just, we all thought it was going to be Callaway out the jump. It was any and everybody for them weeks. And I think he has 3 real talented guys, man. Chris Olave, Landry is there now too, and Thomas coming back. I think all 3 of those guys can just be good. It's a good arsenal. I don't think I want nobody but Chris Olave in Dynasty. I would go buy him. I still think he's talented. He's already NFL ready. He's going to play right now. He has the most longevity because Landry and Michael Thomas are on the back end of their careers, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to go buy them at all.
Yeah, I do think Olave is going to be a good buy low, given the situation. They're going to be spreading targets out, like you said. So, but he's the future, so I agree. Go get you some Chris Olave on the low. We can move on. I'm not interested in Adam Trautman.
Bro, let's talk Trautman, bro.
You want to talk? Go ahead.
No, I'm just...
All right. See, I keep falling for that, bro. Like, I love talking this fantasy shit so much. I'm like, put me on. What am I overlooking?
I was in love with Adam Trautman a couple years ago. It just seems like they're done with their tight end involvement. So even when Thomas was down, they didn't have anybody. They were not including the tight end. And Trautman has been there. He came out as a good receiving option as a tight end. And he's not living up to the hype that he had. So I'm kind of over it. He should have been able to do it. Now they have a lot, like these 3 weapons we just talked about. And I don't want to buy in this year anymore.
And Taysom Hill's now a tight end as well. Bro,
now he's competing with the quarterback.
I got to quit taking the okie doke, man. I'm so naive.
Bro, all right, bro. You was a Taysom guy so bad, bro. That was your guy for a minute, man.
That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, bro. Get some Taysom, bro. He's going to slide in. They going to play him at quarterback. You had a whole thing in your head.
He had a little run, though.
Relevant. Yeah.
He had a nice little playoff run, a little 2-3-game stretch.
Facts.
When Drew Brees was hurt, at least. All right, bro. Avo, man, we got to end with the A, man. They running the music scene right now. Influence, you know.
Free Gunna, Free Thugger, man.
A lot of influence on the culture, man. So let's go down to the A.
It's Bow Wow from Atlanta. He started rapping it after he was rapping Ohio.
You know, people play the I've been down here so long, now I'm from here card. So.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Bro, he from Ohio.
He is. He started rapping Atlanta, though. It was weird.
Y'all got to stop running to Atlanta, man, thinking that's going to change your life. You got to change your ways and your habits, then go to Atlanta. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Don't just run to the A.
Shout out to Jizzle.
That wasn't a shot at Jizzle.
No, I was just saying shout out to Jizzle. He lived in the A.
I know. I just don't want shit to.
Shout out to T. Man, AJ ain't going to come check me about that.
Nah, I just kind of ran. Like, you know.
Shout out to T's and Greg.
We talking shit.
And Carl. And Jimmy. From the Atlanta homies, man. Shout out to Div, too.
Yeah, I still rock with Div shit.
Div my
shit
God.
Hard.
Should have played some Div.
Should have.
All right, my bad. Let's get into these quarterbacks.
We're going to group these QBs together. Marcus Mariota, stopgap QB. So at what point will Desmond Ridder take over?
Bye week-ish. I think they're going to have to see what they have in them this year. They're not going to be a team that's going to be winning. They could be out there for a top pick. So they need to see who they got, because it's two or three solid quarterbacks coming out next year, and they need to make sure they don't need to get back in on that. So I do like Ridder, though, and he's looked good in the preseason. So he's a guy, same thing with Willis. Actually, more than Willis, I think I would try to go by Ridder. I don't know if I feel comfortable going to go pay a random first right now, but I'll go send a couple seconds, see if I can get in right now before, you know, he does take over the torch and end up being the starter going forward. How you feel about Ridder, man? You put me on Ridder. How do you feel now about him?
I just like what I saw. Of course, you know, I got to see him here and there in college, and then of course playoffs. Really, man, what really made me grab and pay attention to Ridder was his poise. Like, he was so poised against Alabama, like stepping in there, and he just kind of gave me that okay NFL QB type presence. Like, he wasn't phased, you know, the lights weren't too big for him. So I just like what I saw, and then the combine just kind of reassured it, man. So I do think he's gonna be I think he'll be a solid QB, starting QB, you know. It's going to take a lot of development for him to be, like, elite. But I think he could be a solid QB that can just manage the game, QB2 type deal. All right. But let's move on. Running back room, Cordarrelle Patterson.
Man, this shit's a mess, bro. You want to lump these guys together?
Yeah, let's lump it
together.
Cordarrelle
Patterson has no dynasty value. If he's on your team, just let him run out. I wouldn't try to trade him because he's probably going to end up, you know, a good wide receiver running back three, because he has the PPR upside. Tyler Algier is getting a lot of love, but even throughout the preseason, it looks like he can't beat out Damian Williams. So that's a sign that lets me know that's the issue. I just don't want none of these guys, man. I don't even want to tell you to buy Tyler Algier late, because he don't have no real draft capital, and this team is going to be in the running for high draft pick, so they could be in a likely run for one of those good young stud running backs next year. So I don't want none of these running backs, bro.
I agree, man. Let's move on to the wide receiver room. They drafted Drake London. I know he was banged up a little bit during preseason. What do you expect from Drake London this year?
He's going to be the wide receiver one out of all the rookies, in my opinion. He has the step in play right now potential and dominate some targets, man. I think Mariota is competent, bro, and I think he's going to be able to make a couple of these guys flourish. You know, so if Drake ends up being wide receiver 15 on the season, I wouldn't be shocked, because he's so necessary on this team right now. So yeah, I would flirt with, you know, I would flirt sending a you know, if you contention, you want to send a random first, hopefully it's mid to late. I'm okay sending that first out for Drake London. He's that kind of receiver, bro.
Yeah, he's a 50-50 guy. So he has like Mike Evans type upside.
We like Pittman and everything, bro. He has that same kind of stature and build and athleticism.
Yeah, difference is, though, I've seen Drake be more of a jump ball type guy. I don't think I've really seen Pittman go up.
Oh, no. Pittman can go get the ball.
Okay. All right.
But they're both a guy that's like almost basically the same height and build and everything.
Yeah, they are. But I don't know. I'm just not really interested in the London situation. I do get the clear path is there, but I just see them bringing in more weapons because they got Kyle Pitts. They got to figure out the Calvin Ridley situation. I know he wants out of Atlanta, and he's suspended this year. So I just see them bringing in more weapons, and I think Kyle Pitts is going to be the guy. So,
yeah, Kyle Pitts is going to be
the
guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I, of course, I already know you know that, but I'm just saying, like.
Yeah, Kyle Pitts is going to be the guy, but I think even if – I don't think they're going to waste any draft capital on more receivers. I think they got running back help. They need running back help first, and they need so much help on that team. That
they
invested a first-round pick in Drake London, and they got Kyle Pitts. I don't think – that capital is going to be super invested into receiver. I think you roll out with the Pitts in London show for the forthcoming future right now.
And the only reason why I said they'll bring another pass catcher because they may be able to lean on Cordero and Algier for another couple years.
I hope not, bro. Cordero's 31 now, man.
Okay.
And Algier was taken so late, bro. I wouldn't, bro. If they end up with Zach Evans, bro, it's bye bye to both of those running backs. Something like that next year.
See, I lean receivers, but I do got to remember a lot of fire running backs coming out next year, too. A lot of fire receivers coming out, too. But so, yeah. So they'll probably find value late on the wide receiver.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. But
do we have to talk Kyle Pitts? Is it like, unicorn, I mean, we have to talk him, but.
Unicorn, bro.
He's dynasty tight end one, in my opinion. I know Mark Andrews has the potential to run off a span of what Kelce did for some years and just be the tight end one for so many years, but eventually it'll fade because Pitts is 21 and Andrews is 27. So it's just that's the difference of why I call him number one, even if Andrews is number one tight end for the next 2-3 years. It is what it is. Nobody has the upside of athleticism and potential as Kyle Pitts. So he's my number one, even though Andrews is locked in and pretty much established at what he does, bro.
Pitts is a dog, man. 21 years old, 6'6", 246. He's running by DBs and corners, not linebackers. He runs by corners.
Yeah, bro.
Like nuts. He puts routes on him and gets open. It's crazy. So,
yeah.
All right, bro. Who wins the division? I'm going Tampa.
I'm about to say Tampa, bro.
I don't really like this division, bro. And Tom Brady scares me. He gets it by default. All
right.
But this whole offseason shit been wild, bro.
We didn't say he gonna win it easy.
Yeah, I guess he wins it by default. Man, I'm going New Orleans, bro.
They win the division?
Bro. I'm going New Orleans, bro.
Okay.
Just because the stability of the team. And so many people are banged up in Tampa Bay. I'm like, fuck it. Let me just play the this team got it together card. That's what I'm doing.
Who comes in last, man? I'm between Carolina and Atlanta. I got to plant my flag. What are y'all thinking? This is tough.
I'm going to plant my flag on Atlanta losing games and trying to just work on their draft. So they're going to be the last team.
ATL, shawty.
Baker about to go out there and try to win some games, bro. And their defense should be better. They getting they lost their number one cornerback last year. Should be back healthy now. They took in the first round. So the defense should be a little bit better. And like they got a better quarterback. And Christian's back healthy. They play better in general. I don't know. I'm going Atlanta.
I'm going Carolina. I'm going Carolina.
Respect.
All right. Y'all ready for this closing?
Yeah, man. Let's get into the closing.
Bro, I've been born something. Ready, man.
Born center.
Another jam-packed episode.
Yeah, bro.
We got busy, bro.
We got busy. Let's get to the say something good to the people. This is the end where we get to come here and, you know, share some good news, some bad news, what we got going on. Just anything, man. You want to bring light to a business or a person that's just shining in the community, anything, man, we get a chance to do that right here. So I'm gonna toss it up in the air, see if anybody want to go, and if don't nobody go, my nigga forgot the snap.
I'll catch that. Okay, I just want to tell everybody, man, put out positive energy, and Lord willing, I do believe in some sort of karma. The universe does work in some sort of type of way. Put out that positive energy, and the positive energy seems to come back. Also want to shout out my sister and her organization. You know, she's doing her thing out there. We bring hope. She's trying to do her best to bring hope to as many of these kids as she can. to help them through their traumas that they be going through. So shout out to them and just put out positive energy, man.
I got a couple things. Hey, man, it costs you nothing to be a good fucking person, to be nice. Man, this world would be such a better place if everybody was just focused on having good energy and being decent people. Like, what do you benefit waking up and just being an asshole for no reason? Like, I'm going to be a dickhead today. What does that benefit you, your household, everybody around you? Nothing, man. It costs nothing to be a good person, be genuine, be nice. That's the first thing. Second thing is, hey, whatever you got going on, man, refocus, get up, and bust they ass, man, and do everything that you need to do. Lock in. You set some goals down. Write out what the fuck is going on in the future. Make sure you handle that shit. And shout out to my girl, man. She been busting ass, bro. School, work, you know, doing her side business, bro. She do so damn much, man. I'm shouting her out because that's motivation for when I feel like I done had a long day, work done kicked my ass, and I come back and she on to the third thing she got going on. I'm like, all right, I can't be bitching and complaining. You know, just stay more active. And that's just shout out to her and my brothers too, man, talking to them, everything they do got going on, man. It just motivates you to be like, all right, I ain't going to be the one that's just not doing nothing. I don't want to be the stagnant one. Nobody like that motherfucker. So those are the things I want to end on, man. So, yeah, bro. Vic, your turn.
That's fire, man. I want to say prioritize your health. I was talking with Dot, and we starting this mini workout circuit. So we do certain number of push-ups, then a certain number of sit-ups, leg lifts, and plank for about 30 seconds. Do it 3 times a day. I actually work out in the middle of the day, so I do it the circuit twice. Mm-hmm. But either way, like, as soon as I talked about that, my work day looked like it's about to go sideways. But I had luckily started my first round of circuits, and I was actually feeling better because, like, okay, I did something. Whereas usually I would just let it just derail my day. Now I missed the gym. So prioritize your health. And I ended up making it to the gym afterwards. So it's all good. But I just want to say that, man. Like, your energy's boosted. Confidence boosted. Like, you feel better, look better, all the good stuff, man.
Big facts.
So shout out to you, man. I'm glad we landed on the circuit, man. So if y'all want to get down on it, you can just do something as simple as 10 push-ups, you know, 10 leg lifts, 10 sit-ups, plank for 30 seconds. You know,
get
in the
out.
Morning, and then do it again after the lunch hour, and then do it again before bed. However you want to do it, whatever you're comfortable with, but just do something.
Yeah, and then come back and holler at us and let us know what you did. Hey, next week we got one of our famous episodes, man. I'm super excited about. And yeah, man, we're doing a prep rally.
Staple.
Yeah, we're going over to Brody's of the year for some of the homies, and just, I don't know, it's a celebration next week rolling into the season. So I'm excited about it. We're going to get into the DFS. Me and Vic be going head-to-head. All of that, man. I'm not going to say I'll be kicking his ass as of last season, but I'll be kicking his ass as of last season. So
all good.
Yeah, bro. That was just slight. That was last year. It's a whole new year coming up. So, yeah, man, I'm just excited, man, rolling into the season and to really see what our rosters are really looking like, bro. We'll be able to find out next Thursday, y'all.
We survived, man, the offseason. I'm excited. College football was on the other night, so.
Big fact.
Don't forget to set your Campus to Canton lineups and fan tracks and Debbie, all that good stuff, man.
Facts, man. Yeah, bro, we love y'all. We appreciate y'all for rocking with us. Hey, I'm A.P. Dot, Dynasty Bro Dot.
Chief Sosa, aka Dynasty Bro Vic.
And you know who it is. Gonna walk us out.
They call me AVO, AVO. Hey, yo, make sure y'all have a good time. Make sure y'all catch us next week. Catch us the week after that. And make sure you holy step.
You're gonna keep on pointing.
You're gonna stop the other one so we don't add this on to the episode. Now you gotta chop it.